由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We welcome you to this last broadcast on the series of messages from the Epistle of James.
今天呢，是雅各书系列信息的最后一讲，好欢迎你收听。
In the last broadcast, I was talking to you about two important reasons for praying from the book of James.
在上一集的信息里面，我讲到关于祷告的其中两个重要的原因。
The first is praying in and out of tough times.
第一个的原因呢，就是无论是不是遇到困难，都要随时祷告。
The second is praying for others.
第二个的原因呢，就是我们要为其他人去代求。
Today I want to talk to you about the prayer that releases the power of God.
今天我要讲的是祷告呢，是会带来神的大能的。
Turn with me, please, to James chapter 5, verse 16.
请翻开雅各书的第五章第十六节，请听我读出，是雅各书的五章十六节。那里说，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。二人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Verse 16 gives us a guideline for the release of the power of God in prayer.
这一节的经文呢，给了我们一个的指引，就告诉我们怎样可以使到祷告是大有功效的。
Confessing your sins and praying for one another.
就是要彼此认罪，互相代求。
Now, some people interpret this to mean that believers should get together and hang out their dirty laundry so that everyone will know what they've done.
有人解释这一节的经文呢，就说基督徒应该是聚在一起，将他们所有的罪呢都认晒，这样就让到大家都知道了。
There is a place for accountability to other believers, but going around telling everyone about your sin will do two things.
当然，我们应该是坦诚地去对待每一位信徒，但是向所有的人去承认你的罪是会导致两种的结果的。
Number one,
第一种的结果是
It will keep you focused on your sins, not on God.
这样做呢，会导致你只是注意自己的罪，而不去仰望神。
Number two,
第二种的结果是
The devil can use this to tempt you to get back into sin.
魔鬼会趁机去引诱你，令到你呢重新是跌回落罪里面。
So what is James saying?
那雅各的意思究竟是什么呢？
First, he's saying that we need to confess our sins to God.
首先他说我们需要向神承认我们的罪。
John said in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
在约翰一书的一章九节那里，约翰说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的。必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Secondly, we must confess our sins to those who have been affected by them.
第二点，雅各的意思是说，我们要向自己得罪的人去认罪。
Thirdly, we must never confess sin beyond the circle of the sin influence.
而第三点，我们要注意的就是我们不应该向那些同那件事无关的人去认罪的。
Private sin requires private confession to the individual who was wronged.
私下犯的罪需要很个别地去向被得罪的人去认罪。
Why is confessing our sins to God and to those against whom we have sinned critical for the release of God's power in prayer?
为什么我们向神和向我们所得罪的人认罪可以使我们的祷告大有功效呢？
I want to give you three things.
我想分享呢三个的原因。
Number one,
第一个原因就是
Unconfessed sin puts a barrier between us and God.
未承认的罪会成为我们和神之间的隔阂。
It puts a strain in our fellowship with the Father.
它中斷了我們同天父之間的交通。
Confession gets us close to Him.
承認罪，我們才可以親近神。
Secondly,
第二個的原因呢，就是
Confession forces us to realize that we can start afresh.
認罪使我們明白到我們可以重新開始。
Confession prevents us from being bogged down with guilt.
认罪使我们脱离罪疚感的拖累。
It keeps us effective in what we do for God.
认罪能够使我们是事半功倍地去服侍神。
Thirdly,
而第三个的原因呢，就是
Confessing of our sins to God and those whom we have offended is essential for spiritual growth.
向神和向那些被我们得罪的人认罪，是我们灵命成长的必要条件来的。
But there are also three things that tend to prevent us from confession.
但是呢，亦都有三样嘢系会阻碍我哋认罪嘅。
Number one is pride.
第一就系我哋嘅骄傲。
We never want to admit that we were wrong or vulnerable.
我哋呢，都唔愿意去承认自己嘅错误或者系脆弱嘅一面。
We equate confession with weakness.
我哋将认罪系当成懦弱。
The second hindrance is fear.
第二个阻止我们认罪的原因呢，是恐惧。
Fear keeps us timid, lest our confession will not be met with adequate forgiveness.
恐惧令到我们退缩，我们呢，怕认罪之后，人家呢，就不会谅解我们。
And the third hindrance is dishonesty.
第三个阻碍我们认罪的是不诚实。
We just don't want to admit to God or to a person that we wronged that we have failed.
我们就是不愿意向神或者向被我们得罪的人去承认我们做错了。
Pride, fear and dishonesty combined or single one of them can keep us from following the prescription for confession and cleansing.
无论是骄傲、恐惧定抑或是不诚实，这三样东西任何一样都是足以妨碍我们认罪而得蒙赦免的。
Why is it essential that we confess and pray?
为什么认罪和祷告是这么重要的呢？
In verse 16, it says that you may be healed.
在雅各书的五章十六节那里，雅各告诉我们，使你们可以得医治。
Healing here is referring to mended relationship with others.
在这里医治的意思呢，就是修复和其他人的关系。
It is the healing of our walk and fellowship with the Lord.
修复和神同行和神相处那种的关系。
Why is my prayer life powerless when I have unconfessed sin?
当我们不肯认罪的时候，为什么祷告就没有能力呢？
Look at the last part of verse 16.
请看雅各书五章十六节的后半部分呢。
The effective prayer of a righteous person is able to do much.
那里说，义人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
When we properly harness the power of prayer, it can do incredible things in our lives.
当我们好好咁样去发挥祷告嘅力量嘅时候，我哋生命将会咧系产生好奇妙嘅果效。
In verses 17 and 18, James goes on to tell us and give us an example of a man just like ourselves.
喺雅各书嘅五章十七同埋十八节，雅各咧系帮我哋举咗一个例子，佢提到咧一个系同我哋性情相同嘅人。
A man who knew how to harness the power of prayer.
这个人呢，知道怎样可以使祷告大有功效的。
This man knew what it meant that the prayer of the righteous man can achieve much.
这个人明白，义人的祷告能够成就大事。
Later after this broadcast, let me suggest that you read 1 Kings chapter 17 and 18.
如果你有时间的话，盼望你能够读一读《列王纪上》17章和18章的。
In order to see how this prophet of God, Elijah, learned to release the power of God in prayer.
你就会明白到先知以利亚是怎样学习藉着祷告去获得神的大能。
Let me give you a quick summary here.
我们来回顾一下这个故事啊。
When the evil king Ahab and his equally evil wife Jezebel ruled Israel,
当邪恶的亚哈王和他同样邪恶的妻子耶洗别统治以色列的时候，
Elijah prayed that there would be no rain for 3.5 years.
以利亚向神祷告，求神3年零6个月不降雨在地上。
And so it was, for 3.5 years, not a drop of rain fell.
果然在3年半这么久的时间，一滴雨都没有落到。
It was a national disaster.
这个是一场全国性的大灾难。
And God permitted this in order to teach that evil king and evil queen and all those who followed them into idol worship that God is the Lord and he cannot be mocked.
神降这个灾是为了教训邪恶的国王和皇后和那些跟随他们去拜偶像的人，让他们明白到神是至高的主宰，是轻慢不得的。
After 3.5 years of drought, Elijah returned and challenged the false prophets of Baal.
3年半的干旱期之后，以利亚回来了，他向拜巴力的假先知挑战。
Confrontation will show whose God is the true God.
决战的结果就将会显示哪一位才是真神。
The top of Mount Carmel, Elijah summoned 450 priests and 400 prophets, and with confidence in the God of Israel, Elijah challenged them.
在加密山上面，以利亚凭着对以色列神的信心，面对着巴力那450个祭司和400个假先知，他们开始较量了。
He told them to build an altar for their God.
他叫他们帮自己的神起一座坛。
And offer a bull on the altar.
并且献上公牛做祭物。
And if Baal heats up the sun and sends up fire, takes your offering, then Baal is God.
如果巴力从天上降一啲火落嚟，点着咗嗰啲祭物，咁就证明巴力系神啦。
And Elijah said, "And I'll do the same to Yahweh, my God."
以利亚就话：我亦都唔会点火，就去求告耶和华我神嘅名。
And if he sends fire to consume my offering, then he is God.
佢话：如果神降下啲火嚟去点着嗰啲祭物，咁耶和华就系真神啦。
About 9 o'clock in the morning, the prophets of Baal started praying.
由上昼嘅9点钟开始，呢班巴力嘅先知就开始向佢哋嘅神去求告。
Few hours later, they were wailing and dancing and shouting and screaming.
喺几个钟头里边，佢哋不断咁样又抌心口又抌地，声嘶力竭咁样狂呼乱叫。
Then on high noon, there were no sign of smoke.
直到中午都仲系一啲动静都冇。
Elijah, confident in Jehovah God, began to mock them.
对耶和华充满咗信心嘅以利亚就开始嘲笑佢哋啦。
He said, "You need to shout louder."
以利亚话：你哋要大声啲去求告啊。
Perhaps your God is in deep thought. Scream to get his attention.
可能你哋嘅神喺度沉思紧，你哋要大声啲去叫醒佢啊。
He is probably just busy or traveling.
他可能很忙，又或者可能出咗去旅行啦。
Or probably he's asleep. You must wake him up.
或者他正系喺度瞓紧觉，你哋应该叫醒他嘛。
As Elijah taunted them, they got themselves whipped into a frenzy.
正当以利亚嘲笑他们的时候，这班假先知却是发狂地鞭打自己。
Shouting louder and slashing the wrists.
他们大声在那里喊，还用刀枪去自己刺自己，割自己。
Running around and around, they were pleading for Baal to send fire, but Baal did not have a spark.
他们围绕着个祭坛又跑又跳，不断地去求告巴力，但是却是一点火花都没有产生在个祭坛上面。
By 3 p.m., they fell on the ground in sheer exhaustion.
到了下午的三点钟，他们都筋疲力竭地倒在地上了。
At that point, Elijah gets up.
在这个时候，以利亚就站起身。
He quietly rebuilt the altar of the Lord which had fallen into disrepair from disuse.
他很沉着地去修理、重建荒废了很久的耶和华的坛。
And he said, get 4 barrels of water and pour them on the altar and the sacrifice.
他对众人讲话，你们用四个桶装满了水，倒在燔祭和坛上。
Dig trenches around the altar.
又在坛的四周去挖一些水沟。
Double the amount, 8 barrels of water.
再加倍倒水在坛上，再多倒八桶水。
Pour them in the trenches.
让那些水是流在坛四周围的沟里面。
Get everything soaking wet so that it would be impossible to light fire.
让坛上的一切都湿透，没可能是被点着的。
Are you noticing Elijah's faith in God's word was complete?
你有没有留意到以利亚对神的信心是百分百的？
His confidence was not in himself.
他的信心并不是来自他自己。
He only knew too well of his own fears and weaknesses.
他实在太了解自己的恐惧和软弱了。
For later on, we see him discouraged and despondent.
在这件事之后，我们会看到他的胆怯和气馁。
Oh, but not this time.
但是这个胆怯气馁并不是出现在现在的。
This time, Yahweh had spoken, and Yahweh is not going to let him down.
在此时此刻，他知道耶和华是言出必行，绝对不会令他失望的。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
How are you in the trusting area?
你的信心是怎样样的呢？
Do you ask God for miracles?
你有没有向神去求神迹呢？
And then spend every waking moment removing the obstacles so that he can answer your prayer?
当你这样祈祷之后，你是不是费尽心思去除去一切的障碍，好让神能够快点答应你的祈求呢？
Do you ask God for supernatural intervention, then you try to make things easy for God?
你有没有在求神施行祂超然的大能之后，却是很想想办法去帮神，使祂做起上来容易一点呢？
Not Elijah.
以利亚并没有这样做。
He did none of that.
他完全是没有这样做的。
He esteemed God too much to try to help him.
他认识神，知道神根本不需要他帮。
He knew that his God was totally powerful.
他知道他的神是全能的。
He knew that if God said he would do something, he would do it.
他知道神讲过话要做的事，没一件是做不到的。
Far from making it easy for God, he made it triply difficult.
他不单止没有为神去提供方便，反而增加了几倍的难度。
Then he offered a quiet prayer.
跟着他做了一个无声的祷告。
Read about it later in 1 Kings 18, 36 and 37.
请你一会看一看列王纪上18章36至37节。
He said, O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac and Israel.
他祷告说，亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神耶和华。
Let it be known today that you are God in Israel.
求你今日使人知道你是以色列的神。
And that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command.
亦都知道我是你的仆人，亦都是奉你的命行这一切的事的。
Answer me, O Lord, answer me so that these people will know that you, O Lord, are my God.
耶和华，求你应允我，应允我， 使呢啲嘅民知道你耶和华系神。
And that you are turning their hearts back again.
又知道系你叫呢班子民嘅心回转嘅。
And at that moment, a mega bolt of fire flashed from the sky and ignited the animal sacrifice on the altar.
就喺嗰个时候，耶和华降下大火，烧着咗坛上面嘅祭牲。
Even the water that was in the trenches evaporated from the heat.
甚至连沟里边嘅水亦都被烧干咗啦。
The Lord is God, the Lord is God, shouted all of the timid, frightened Israelites who were waiting in the distance.
那班远远在观望的以色列人，他们很害怕，很大声地喊话，耶和华是神，耶和华是神。
Because sin had to be dealt with and cut off from the land.
由于罪是必须被对付，并且从以色列人中被剪除。
The prophets of Baal were slaughtered.
所以那些拜巴力的先知都被杀死了。
Elijah then cautioned Ahab to head up for the hills, for the rain is coming.
然后以利亚就叫亚哈王尽快出发上山，因为大雨就快要降临了。
What did Elijah do?
咁跟住以利亚又去做乜呢？
He prayed again.
佢再一次向神祷告。
Earlier, Elijah prayed for the rain to stop, and it stopped.
喺前一排，以利亚曾经祈求神唔好俾个天落雨，结果就真系冇雨水降下。
And now he is praying for rain to come.
现在佢就求神叫雨水系能够降喺大地上边。
He prayed fully expecting his prayer to be answered.
佢满怀信心，仰望神一定会答应佢嘅祈祷。
Now that the purpose of the drought had been fulfilled and that the people returned to God.
现在干旱的目的已经达到了，就是给那些以色列人回转归向神的时间了。
So Elijah kept on sending his servant to bring him a weather report.
所以以利亚就不断叫他的仆人去跟他汇报天气的状况了。
Six times, in fact, he went out and he looked at the sky and he could not find a cloud in the sky.
在头那六次，仆人观察，看见一路都是晴空万里，冇一丝嘅云彩。
Do you think Elijah was discouraged?
你谂以利亚会唔会失望啦
？No，
冇啊，佢绝对系冇失望嘅。
The first time，
第一次仆人话晴空万里。
And the second time，
第二次仆人翻嚟又系话晴空万里。
And the third time，
第三次仍然都系咁样嘅答案。
He sent him for fourth time。
第四次他又叫仆人出去看了。
And the fifth time，
第五次又是这样。
And the sixth time，
第六次结果都是一样的。
Now by that time Elijah would have given up。
这个时候以利亚应该会放弃了。
But no，
但是他并没有放弃到。
This is the God of heaven and earth that we are talking about， and he will keep his word。
我们的神是天地的主宰，他的话是一句都不会落空的。
But he will do it in his time.
但是他会按照自己的时间来去做事。
Finally, the seventh time, the servant comes back reporting that there is a cloud the size of a man's hand.
到了第七次的时候，仆人报告说，天空的确是有一小片云的，不过它只是好像人的手掌那么大的。
And that's all Elijah needed to hear.
这个就是以利亚想要听到的消息了。
Elijah's prayers were answered.
神应允咗以利亚嘅祷告。
Let me give you this advice.
让我俾你一个建议啊。
Pray the will of God.
祷告去寻求神嘅旨意。
Pray the timing of God.
祷告等候神嘅时间。
Listen to what James is saying.
请听雅各系点样讲嘅。
Elijah was a human with the same nature as we are.
以利亚同我哋系一样性情嘅人。
He was no better or worse than any of us who know the Savior.
佢唔比我哋强，亦都唔比我哋差。佢同我哋一样，同样系认识救主嘅。
Yet the Lord answered his prayers because he prayed according to the will of God.
但系神垂听佢嘅祷告，因为佢按住神嘅旨意去祈求。
He trusted God. He believed God. He waited upon God.
佢依赖神，佢信靠神，佢等候神。
Fourthly and finally, in verses 13 and 20, pray for faithfulness.
第四点亦都系最后一点，雅各话俾我哋听，要为持守真道嚟去祷告。
Do you know someone who has wandered from the truth?
你认唔认识嗰啲行错路、离开咗真理嘅人呢？
Do you know someone who has wandered away from the Word of God?
你认唔认识嗰啲迷失咗、远离咗神生命之道嘅人呢？
Do you know someone who has drifted away from fellowship with God?
你认唔认识嗰啲随波逐流、远离咗神嘅人呢？
Do you know of a backsliding Christian?
你认唔认识嗰啲停滞不前甚至倒退嘅基督徒呢？
Pray for them.
为佢哋祈祷啊。
Don't give up on them.
永远唔好放弃佢哋。
And seek to help turn them back.
而且要寻找机会去帮助佢哋回转。
If you are going to help an erring brother or sister, you must have an attitude of love.
假如你要去帮助呢啲行错路嘅弟兄姊妹，你一定要有爱心。
Love does not mean you sweep the dirt under the carpet.
爱并唔表示你会为佢哋掩饰过错。
Where there is true love, there must be also truth.
边度有真爱，边度就一定有真理。
Where there is truth, there is honest confession of sin and cleansing of God.
喺真理面前，人要诚实咁向神认罪，求神赦免。
And when there is confession and cleansing, there is answer to prayer.
认罪并且得蒙赦罪之后，我哋嘅祷告先至会蒙神垂听。
It is my urgent and fervent prayer.
我为你迫切嘅祈祷。
That the Lord will bring each one of us to understand how to release the power of God in prayer.
求主带领你明白点样先至能够令你嘅祷告大有功效。
And until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。我哋下一次节目时间再见。